Now, according to a new study, the majority of us in the UK crave predictability in our lives to make us feel more secure, and increasingly, we're relying on technology to help make life more predictable. Now, is this true, and is it a good thing? I'm joined now by behavioural psychologist Joe Hemmings. Hello.
Hello.
Always makes me nervous when I talk to psychologists.
It makes everybody nervous, don't worry. I can clear a room in a nanosecond just by saying what I do. Yep.
You could write a book on me, probably. So tell us more about the study then.
So it was some research done by Trainline into just why or are we that predictable in what we do in our daily lives. And it seems that we are. So, for instance, 73% of us will follow this. Our morning routine will be in exactly the same order every day of our working week. 70% of people say that they would go on a holiday, for example, to a destination based on it being familiar. So either they've been there before or somewhere like it before. So it's a sort of comfort zone thing. We like to feel we feel reassured by familiarity. I think that's how I'd put it. A lot of our time, more than actually one might expect. We all think we're free spirits and very spontaneous, but we're not really.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of our audience who are blind or partially sighted, this is more important. It tends to be a routine for doing
yes.
things and going
yes.
places. And another reason, I suppose, why you would go back to somewhere that you knew and trusted.
Yeah, and I can absolutely. And it's the same actually with, it would be anything from radio programs to reading, where if we know we've liked something like that before, we're more inclined to carry on with that sort of genre rather than try something completely new. And it's comforting. It's just comfort behaviour in many ways.
Are we relying more on technology these days, would you say?
We are, because technology is becoming ever more sophisticated. I mean, I know we hear the bad side sometime of technology. We hear, you know, people spending too much time on social media or whatever it might be. But, you know, smartphones and similar have developed so that we have technology at our fingertips. It saves us doing 10 tasks to find the answer to one when we've got one app or one piece of technology that gives us that real-time result, as Trainline, for example, does for train travel.
It's interesting. I use that app myself, actually. There's a free one that you can download that I've recently downloaded, the Trainline app. And it's invaluable for me because I can't read the notice boards at stations.
Right.
So something like that's really
yep.
good. Just lets me know just how late my train's going to be, which is quite regular as well.
Well, of course, and these things are important because not only do we not want to be hanging around for a train that we thought was supposed to be there at a certain time, we'd like to know that before we even get to the station so that we can have an extra, you know, half an hour doing something more valuable than waiting around wondering where that train went.
Is there anything wrong, though, with using more and more technology and gadgets?
Do you know, I don't really see that there is, unless it stops us thinking. I mean, I sometimes think, for instance, when I get asked a question, if someone says, oh, do you remember that film or who was in it or that person? Now, instead of using my memory to think, oh, I can get it, I go and Google it. And then
cheat.
I think it makes, well, cheat. I was going to say lazy rather than cheating. But I think there's a bit of technology that stops us using part of our memories, our brains, as actively as we used to. So it does make us a bit lazy. But as this research said, you know, 58% of us find them pretty indispensable for running our lives. So they are very much part and parcel of it.
And what is the best way then to feel safe and secure in our lives, would you say, when it comes to routine and things?
I think to think of routine as being an anchor, a structure in our lives, and it's important that we have one, otherwise they'd be very chaotic. And then feel when you're in, it's a comfort zone thing really, so when you're there with a certain structure that you do feel secure with, you can then feel that you could try something new. And if you like it, great, carry on doing it. If you don't, you come back to that structure, that comfort zone of predictability that Brits seem to like so much.
See, it's quite interesting. I'm not very technically minded, but the blind and partially sighted community rely so much more now on technology.
Yes.
There are things like voiceover on phones. You've got apps that read things for you. So for our community, it really makes a difference.
So there's no downside really for your community and all the nonsense we say, oh, too much time. You know, you actually are people who benefit 100% as the technology gets more and more sophisticated. It's a life changer for you. It makes things so much easier, presumably.
It's quite frightening, I think, sometimes, the way technology is. This thing where you sometimes seem to barely need to think about something and it appears at the side of your
That your sneaky computer. Sidebar thing. I don't like that because then it's like Big Brother is watching you. I mean, they know the last thing or something you've already searched, and then up it pops and you think, oh yeah, that was the pair of shoes I was looking at, you know, the other day. Look, back they are again.
But again, that feeds into it. Does that make us feel more secure, or do we feel insecure because we're being watched so much more?
I think it's an irritant, actually, when that sort of thing happens, and I don't like it, and I try and put those blockers on pop-up ads and things, but I think that's a sinister side of technology. That's that feeling that actually they know a great deal more about us than we think people do. I don't like that side of it, but other than that, I think it's a liberating process to have this much technology at our fingertips and be able to make our lives much simpler and have a bit of control over where we didn't have control before.
So in a nutshell then, looking at the research and what we've been chatting about there, I suppose it's really finding a balance is the way to do it, isn't it?
It's always about balance, of course. It's having that security and comfort of predictability, which allows us to explore something new with a feeling of safety. Yes, balance.
Well, certainly food for thought. We're going to have a look at what technology we've got. Joe Hemmings, it's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.